Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
I got to share this with you guys really quickly. Stacy yesterday is packing for vacation. This is the trip that I take every year or every couple of years, a solo trip. Mm-hmm. And she and the kids usually stay home while I'm defragging somewhere, right? But they're going, my kids want the snow. They want this, and they always want what you can't have, right? Mm-hmm. We don't get a lot of snow down here. So they want to be in the snow and do the snowman thing and everything. So Stacy is bringing the kids up to her hometown of Bradford, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
Blech.
Does she still have a lot of family there?
She does, and friends and everything, yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's a small sort of mind mentality little town in way up in Pennsylvania. And I don't know the statistics, but it's one of those towns where if you grow up there, 75% of the people never, ever leave.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's just one of those really cool, small, tight-knit communities. The Zippo lighter factory is up there, and that's the entire industry in the town. Everybody is real salt of the earth, but they get a ton of snow there, crazy amounts. So she is bringing the kids up there for vacation, and she was packing yesterday, and she was looking for one specific pair of pants yesterday because they fit her just big enough to where she could put long johns on underneath it because cold up there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's looking all over the house for these pants, and she knows exactly the kind that she wants, and she can't find them anywhere, right? So she's looking upstairs, she's looking downstairs, and she can't find them, and she's like, what the hell did I do with those pants, right? So I get into the shower, and I take the pants off that I had on yesterday. You guys remember?
Yes.
You guys remember yesterday
yes.
when I joked with you guys that I had
yes.
a camel toe all day yesterday?
Yes.
And
yeah.
I felt like the pants that I had on were too tight?
You even made a joke about, oh, I feel like I got in Stacy's pants.
I really had Stacy's pants on yesterday.
Oh, you did not.
Swear to you.
You're like, why are they so snug? Man, they must have been in the dryer extra long.
She's like, what are you doing with my pants? And I said, what do you mean your pants? And she said, these are the pants that I've been looking for the last hour and a half. And I said, I joked with the show this morning that I've got this weird camel toe this morning because these pants are too tight. And she said that those were her quote-unquote fat jeans, and they fit well now if she wants long johns underneath them for the cold weather. So those were the perfect pants, I sported them all day yesterday.
Nice.
Hilarious.
Oh,
love it.
Awesome. Love it.
So the case of the camel toe has been solved, people.
Oh.
The Burt Show.
All right, so a recap of this reality TV show stuff.
Yes.
You know, the 30-second version of it is I was approached a couple of months ago by the creator of Real Housewives of Atlanta. She has an idea to do sort of the same kind of concept with a bunch of guys here in Atlanta, and she has singled out my group as some of the guys that she thinks might make good reality TV. So I've been going through the process of this reality TV show almost, I don't want to say audition, but I guess it is.
It is an audition.
I mean, I haven't made my mind up if I would do it or not yet, but as a group, they're looking at us, and I've had an on-camera interview at my house. I had one the other day. They came in studio, and they recorded everybody in studio also.
You're doing it. If they say it's a go, you're going to do it.
I'm 75%
Come
sure.
On.
No, I'm not 100%.
Come on.
I'm not playing with you. I mean,
Stacy's 100% in.
She's into it. She's really into it. I'm more, I'll tell you what, I'll give you another reason why I'm more nervous for Stacy than I am for me.
Okay.
So last night, the producers and creators wanted all of the guys that they were interested in, because it's not just my group. There's some other dudes around Atlanta that they think might make good TV also. So we all met up over at 10 Degrees South last night, this restaurant in Buckhead, and the cameras were there, and all of the dudes were there. So there was my friend Dolvette, my friend Justin, my friend Kenny Burns, and me, and then there were some random guys that I had never met before. And up until this point, I knew that there were other dudes that they were interested in. I just didn't know who they were. So I met them last night. One guy is a dude named Q, and he was in the band 112. Back,
okay.
You know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Then there's a guy here, and he's a really nice. All the guys they had there last night, I thought were really, really nice guys. Like, I don't know.
112 was the band that did "Let's Get Married," right? Let's get.
It is, right?
Oh, that was Jagged Edge. Shoot.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Sorry, 112. I thought I was dead on with that. Man, I got to find out.
No, they did. I've got it right here because I looked it up last night also. He was telling some cool stories last night about Diddy because he used to be part of that whole Diddy thing, and he worked with Biggie also. So he's a big deal. Big deal in the R&B world, 112, right? Uh-huh. So Q is one of the guys they're looking at, and I think he'd be great on TV. There was another dude that played for the Baltimore Ravens for a couple of years, and another really solid, nice guy, and his name is Daniel Wilcox. He's in on it also. And there was another guy, a celebrity photographer. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Hold on a sec. Let me delete that. I just got a, as I was telling it, I just got a
Are you not supposed to
a
say
text
anything?
From, yeah, the producer saying, please don't tell all of Atlanta the possible cast.
Oh. Little late.
I have a feeling
and
that
she's calling right now too. I didn't know that. I was in the middle of my story, princess.
I have a feeling that
answer the phone. I
want to
hear your half of the conversation when she yells at you.
Hey, are you there? Hello? She's not there. I didn't get the text until I was halfway through the story, so I won't tell you who the third one is.
Okay.
And I think I deleted out the last guy too. So all three guys, that's really unfortunate. She should have told me that last night.
Foreshadowing.
And I wouldn't have said anything.
Foreshadowing. Don't talk about
anything.
The show on your show.
I was going to say, yeah, princess.
I wouldn't have said anything
it's
had they told me not
deal.
To.
Part of
So there was another dude also. And I think I didn't, the third guy, I didn't get to hang with all that much. So I don't really have an opinion on that dude too much. Mm-hmm. But it was all of us sitting around and we were just talking. It was seven dudes just doing what dudes do, talking BS.
And they were filming you at the same time.
Filming the entire time, right? Mm-hmm. There's a sound guy there with one of those big old boom mics. That the lighting was right on this one also. And they were asking us some questions. And we were just, we would answer them from time to time. But mostly it was just us sitting there just sort of having the conversation flow, you know? We talked about our wives. We talked about Dolvet being single. We talked about Atlanta and how it's changed. Some of the guys talked about lifestyle and fashion and stuff like that. It just, you know, when guys get together, I think it's very similar to women. It's just that you the conversation starts in one area and then just starts going all over the place. So there was never really a lull time. It was just them recording the chemistry together. Mm-hmm. At one time, they kind of mixed us up on the couches so we would be by other guys. So I guess they're testing the chemistry there. And that went on for about 2 hours.
So it was just the guys. The wives weren't involved?
The wives were not there. Now, Justin's wife was there because
they own the restaurant.
They own the restaurant, but she wasn't in the room where we were recording
camera.
And all that. Yeah.
Got it.
Now, you started the conversation talking about you're more concerned about Stacey.
Yeah, only because one of the guys I was just talking about, just randomly when the cameras were off, I was expressing to him my concerns about my wife, that they would only show the tough side of her and they wouldn't show the side where she's doing all the volunteer work and she's soft with her friends and stuff like that. And he looked at me and he's like, man, it's like you're talking for me right now also. Like, my wife is the exact same way. Like, if you meet my wife, she's kind of tough. She's really tough to get to know. But if you start to, you know, really get to know her, she's a softie and she's really, really sweet. Mm-hmm. So I now know the wives of four of the guys on the show, and they are all very similar in personality.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay? They are all, they're tough women, man.
They are not casting you guys. They are not casting your wives.
They would make great TV because these are women that keep their men in line. We have a lot of respect for our women, but they are not pushovers.
Right.
I'm not sure about the rest of the guys, but in my world, Stacey handles our finances. She basically manages my life outside of this. And I have a feeling that that's similar with some of the other guys. Like, I know with Justin and Kelly, she can be a tough cookie. She's very straightforward, can be a very tough cookie also. But she's also very, very sweet. So yeah, I'm just sort of starting to put some of the dots together, you know?
This is a show about the wives.
I think so,
I think it's going to be. I think it's going to play a major role in it, and I think it would be a great place. But the guys are scared about it.
Maybe it's a whole show about men who are scared of their wives.
That could be for good reason. For really good reason. So she wouldn't give me, Princess wouldn't tell me last night when they were going to make a final decision. I think I probably just took myself out of the running there by telling everybody who was in it. She did say to me that there was a very specific reason why we did what we did last night. I don't really know what that was.
Well, like, you know, like you said, though, I'm sure they're looking at the chemistry of the guys and the conversation and kind of, well, and, you know, in every reality show, there's certain characters. And maybe last night they could get a feel on which, you know, guy would be which character on the show and what part of their personality they would, you know, not to use, can't think of another word, but exploit. Not, you know, over other parts of their personality. And so I'm just sure just it's just, you know, conversations between the producers on who they want. So who knows how long it takes, you know?
I don't know how long this process is going to go. But, you know, I sort of felt myself over the last 48 hours sort of getting competitive with myself. Like, even if I'm not sure that I want to be in it, I still want to be offered it.
Right.
To make the decision, you know? So I'm not really sure where it stands. To me, the night last night just really seemed to flow.
It's good.
Kenny Burns, man, he owns a room and he's in it. I thought Dolvette did a great job last night. My friend Justin, I was a little nervous about because sometimes he can get a little reserved, but he was very animated last night.
Fun.
So I think they got three great possibilities right there. And who knows what'll happen. But
that's
yeah,
awesome.
It was fun to do. It was fun. I had a blast doing it last night.
I can't wait to find out. I just want an answer one way or the other.
I can't wait to see you on the show, Bert.
I don't know. I really have zero idea if they're going to ask me to do it or not.
Actually, Melissa, you should say, I can't wait to see you on the show, Stacey.
Exactly. Yeah, if I get cast.
Stacey, get ready.
If I get cast, the chances are pretty good they're doing it because they want Stacey and not me. I understand that. But if they did ask, I think I've probably gone totally the other way now. I think before I said that I was 30% doing it, 70% not doing it, and I think I'm on the other end now. Like, I'm sort of excited about
it.
So I'll keep you guys updated as soon as I know anything.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
Well, this, I don't know if this is going to be first or second, but this is going to be a medal.
89.5 miles per hour. Pass to the finish. Second place. She does guarantee herself a medal. With that run.
You're in second now. Congratulations.
Mom Gail right in the middle waving the flag as Erin and Alana Myers have clinched a medal.
Yes, they did.
Awesome.
Yay!
There she is.
Congratulations.
Bronze medalist.
Thank you.
Alana.
Thank you.
Good job.
Unbelievable. This in some ways to you must feel like surreal.
It's very surreal right now. You know, I've been up since 4 yesterday morning, and just all the things that are happening so fast, I'm just amazed. It's been a great ride so far.
Okay, there's so much to cover with you, I don't even know where to start, okay? So let's start with you being up on top of, you know, getting ready to start the last run. I watched it this morning, and there's a lot of stuff going on there.
Sorry.
It's okay. The driver said something to you right before you guys pushed. What did she say to you?
She says the same thing before every run. She just says, "You ready?" And basically, I shake my head yes at her, and we get ready to go. It's the same thing we've done every race during the season, and we kept a routine. And actually, this race,
so cool.
She was calmer than she's ever been, and we actually smiled at each other every single run.
Really?
That's very cool.
Did you
awesome.
Before you went down? Did you have this kind like you knew where you were standings wise, right? So did you have this confidence? Like, was it a little different? Like, damn, I think we're really going to do this.
Oh, definitely. I knew going down on the last run, sitting on the line, that as long as we got through the 50-50 curve, we were going to get a medal. It was just what color we were going to get.
Now, is that the curve that the Germans wrecked on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a pretty bad curve.
Yeah. Pretty much every yes. crash at that track is that curve, and that curve is actually named by our American pilot, Steve Holcomb.
Mm-hmm.
50% chance you'll make it out of there.
So Jen asked a really good question earlier this morning. Like, once you cross the finish line, how do you know what your time is, and how do you know where you stand?
There's actually a clock you see going up the outrun, and I didn't see it. My head was down, or I was trying to peek because Erin started screaming, but I wasn't really. I was trying to stay aerodynamic, but trying to peek too, and she started screaming, and I was like, "What's happening? What's happening?" So she saw the clock and knew we were. In the medals.
Mm-hmm. When you're going down that fast and there's such little time difference between you and the gold medalist, does the run feel faster even though you're talking about hundredths of a second? Like, can you feel a good run from a bad run?
Oh, definitely. You can feel a good run from a bad run. We feel how a sled gets on curves and we feel how it gets off curves, and we feel how smooth it is. But sometimes it's tricky because your smoothest runs may not necessarily be your fastest runs. So for a brakeman, we can feel whether the run feels good, but we may not necessarily know whether it's fast.
And your drivers had a pulled hamstring before you actually started running. Did that have any effect, or did you change your game plan before going down on those runs?
You know, I think we both kind of approached it as this is an obstacle being dealt, and we're just going to do the best we can with it and let God take care of the rest.
That's what a great story.
That's awesome. Amazing.
So bring us onto the track then. So your driver starts yelling. You get out. Do you understand at that point where you are in the standings, and do you start hugging her, or what happens at that point for you?
Actually, when she started yelling, I had no idea where we were in the standings. I knew it was a medal. I didn't know what color. But she just started screaming. She was so excited, so I just fed off at it and just started screaming, too. And I was like, oh, wait, I got to get the sled. Oh, wait, we got to wait. No, what's going on? I got to take care of things. Everything's going to get left. But no, we had coaches to take care of stuff.
It's an unbelievable story. So after that, I'm assuming, I think that there was one more sled that comes down, which pushes you to bronze at that point. Then I'm assuming you guys are hugging, everybody's high-fiving with the coaches and all that. Do they immediately take you to a medal ceremony, or does that happen today?
No, it happens today. We have our medal ceremony at 7 o'clock tonight.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
That is so great.
Have you had a chance to, like, sort of, I don't know, visualize what it's going to be like for you to stand on that podium tonight?
Oh, I haven't even gotten that far. We've been go ever since. You know, we had media stuff all day or all night, and I just got off the Today Show, and we've just been go nonstop.
How does it feel, though? I mean, because you were not the favored U.S. team to win the medal. And even last night I was telling Bert that I watched it live on NBC, and even the announcers didn't seem to think that, even though you went into it in second place, that you were going to be the team to do it. And so how does it feel today to know that you're getting all the attention and nobody was paying attention to you before this?
It feels awesome. You know, I had confidence in me and Erin and our ability the whole time going in, and we both believed we can do it, and that's really what it took, and a lot of prayers, a lot of hard work. We knew we could do it. We didn't care what other people said, and we were going to go out there and have fun, and I think that's why we were able to do so well, is we enjoyed the experience.
Awesome.
We enjoyed the whole experience.
Alana, there was kind of a side story that was rumored the last couple of days, and I want you to tell us if this is accurate or not. What's that number one sledder's name, like Rocock or something like that?
Robach,
okay.
Jonna Robach.
All right, so at some point, I think maybe one of her pushers hurt herself or something, so you had to go in a push-off between another person, and you actually won that competition, but Robach still didn't believe that you won, and she went with the other pusher.
that's kind of a missed story, actually. Basically, what happened is we had a race off for world championships last year, and I won the race off, and then Shauna wanted to go with another brakeman, but the coaches decided to put me in the sled, and we raced world championships together last year and got a silver medal.
Well, let me just apologize to Robach, because last night I was giving her the evil eye as she was going down the hill, because I thought the story was that she had rejected you. So
she didn't.
Oh, no.
So she doesn't choose you or somebody else. It's the coaches that do that?
No. In the U.S. Federation, it's the coaches. And the girl she wanted to slide with was the girl she had won the silver medal with in 2006. So it's understandable. But the coaches make that decision in the U.S. We're democratic.
I know that you've been so busy after winning, but have you been able to celebrate with friends and family and that kind of thing? Did you call your parents right away or what?
My parents are up here. I saw them very, very briefly for a second. They actually handed us our flags, and our flags is pretty cool. We're flown in from Iraq, from our U.S. military, so that's pretty cool. From McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. So that was pretty exciting. And, yeah, so I saw him briefly, but that's pretty much it. After that, we were carted away.
You seem so calm, cool, and collected about the whole thing. At any point in this whole process, have you cried?
I couldn't cry. I often joke that I don't have tear ducts because every time I want to cry, I'm not able to cry. And I think I'm just so elated right now. The tears won't come, but they probably will later.
I bet when you're on that podium tonight, you're going to start bawling like a little
baby. That might be the moment that gets you.
Right. Well, congratulations. Is there anything you want to say to everybody back in Douglasville or any family that you might still have here?
Oh, just I think I'm supposed to shout out to Dr. Moody and all his clinical staff and everything at the hospital and the doctor's office. And then just thank you for all your support. It's really been encouraging. And everybody there, everybody in Atlanta, and everybody who's following us and praying for us and cheering for us, you guys were all with us at the Hill tonight. So thank you.
It's fantastic.
That's awesome.
So do you get to hang out now for the rest of the Olympics and get your drink on and get your party on, or what happens now?
We're still being carted around as we speak, so hopefully we'll get to the celebration maybe tomorrow after we get some sleep. I don't know. I'll just go with the flow. Whatever they tell me to go, I'll go. I don't care.
I bet. Somebody could hit you with a hammer today and you wouldn't even care.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't feel it.
Hey, congratulations. We're really happy for you and really proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, Alana. We'll talk to you when you get back, okay?
All right.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, she's on cloud nine right there, man.
She's so awesome.
I said to Tracy we should try to get her back on live tomorrow just to get her take on what it's like to be on that podium, you know?
It's the Canadians won gold and silver, so tonight's going to be a huge Canadian celebration. So I think that they'll be a little overshadowed, but it'll be nice to see them stand on that bronze platform.
And they don't do the national anthems for everybody. It's just the winner,
just
right?
The gold.
But she still gets to hang up there with that flag around her shoulders, man.
Absolutely.
So cool.
Yeah, that's amazing, right?
What an honor.
It's Alana Myers from Douglasville. We have video of her run up online at Q100Atlanta.com.
The Bird Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
Here's Kim Zolciak. Hey, Kim.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you? Sound a little tired today.
I'm so sick. I've been sick all week.
Jeff has this, too.
Hasn't been with Jeff?
Yeah, he hasn't been in all week.
Yeah, Jeff and I have been hanging. No, we haven't been. I have been. My kids are sick. Everybody's sick. It's awful. Yeah.
So you're going to go out and do this thing Saturday, even though you're not feeling good?
Friday. Bert, come on now.
Sorry. I'm leaving town. I'm on vacation, so I've already mentally checked out.
I completely understand. But yeah, I'm going to do it. And, you know, I'm performing, and I really hope that I feel a lot better tomorrow because I've never performed in Atlanta. I'm very nervous about it.
I would be too if I were you. I mean, because there are people that want to be critical, and they're just they're going to say, yeah, she can kick ass while she's in a studio, but let's see what she can do live. And if they're waiting for you to fail. So if you go up there and you have this cold with this built-in excuse, they're not going to buy it.
No, I know. I'm gonna work it out. I'm gonna go get a B12 shot or something today, and I'm gonna get it together because I've performed in every other city, really, but never in Atlanta. So I'm so nervous about it.
Are any of your cast members coming to see you and support you?
You know, I just I was actually supposed to have lunch with Candy, and I was gonna invite her. I'm gonna text her, but hopefully she'll come out and see me.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, have you have they decided? Have you signed on for the next season, or what's going on with that?
My contract is not signed. We're negotiating right now. Although we're not supposed to talk about it, but I mean, you know, we're all coming back, but we're just starting a little bit later. Mm-hmm.
So they have made an offer to you, and you're counter-offering them. So they want you back.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they want me to get beat up, but they're just, I mean, you know, I said, would you risk your life again for what you're offering me? No, you wouldn't. So, you know,
yeah, that's a little dramatic.
They need to up it. Listen, I was very dangerous last year.
That's a little dramatic. You didn't almost lose your life during this thing. Come on.
Listen, it was very dramatic and very traumatic last year. I got to, you know, at least get paid what it's worth.
Well, if it was that dramatic and traumatic, why are you doing it again?
You know what? Because all in all, it's fun. And all the girls, we're all getting along and we've all, you know, It's a different, we're in a different place, I think. Now we kind of know what to expect.
Is that orange juice you just drank out of, or is it a glass of wine?
Please say wine.
You know, I should be wine. Maybe I would feel a little better. Probably.
So what's going on with your relationship status? Are you single? Are you engaged? Are you with Big Papa not?
I'm with Big Papa.
You are? Okay, so that'll be a part of the next season if you guys get it all worked out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Probably. I mean, we'll, you know, we'll work it out. There's been a lot of changes. So, but yeah, that'll be part of it. I have more music coming out, which will be exciting. Mm-hmm. My wig line is really coming to fruition. I'm excited about that. I have a lot of good stuff going on.
I mean, that's really the reason why you're doing the show again. I mean, the only reason why you really would put up with all that crap is so you can make some money off the wig line and the songs and stuff, right?
It's a great platform. I told you, it's a great platform to, you know, do what my song has done really, really well because of the show. You know, I think I sold so many songs because of the show and a wig line. I'm doing wigs for a lot of celebrities, actually. That's where I've actually just gone into that. And I wouldn't have that opportunity if it wasn't for the show.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You just have to be smart about it and capitalize on it while you have it, because Real Housewives of Atlanta won't always be around.
Right. Well, Kim, out of all the national press and stuff you've done, who's been your favorite interviewer?
You know, I don't want to say interviewer, really, because they beat me up all the time. They ask me all these crazy questions, but my favorite thing that I've done was Jay Leno. I don't know if you guys had saw that, but we did this, like, you know, contest, or we're asked all these questions. It was just fun, but I liked Ellen, too. I really liked Ellen DeGeneres. She's really, really fun and cool, and I was so excited to be on her show.
So I want to ask you the same question now that you're thinking about signing back up for it, because you're sort of giving me two different answers, because the last time you were on, I asked you if you would do it all over again, would you sign up for a reality TV show? Because I've got my hands in one right now. And
what did you decide on that?
We haven't decided. They're still in the process of choosing the cast. So it's sort of in the very last phases right now, and they're supposed to get back to all of us over the next couple of weeks. And if they do still want me, then I, to be honest with you, I'm probably about 75% leaning towards doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
What about your wife? What does she think?
She's 98% in, man.
Really?
She's way, way excited about it. Yeah.
Why?
Like,
should I call her? No,
maybe you should and warn her. Because really my concern, I mean, the concern, as you said before, is more about my family, but it's also my wife too, you know? It's like, you go ahead, take shots at me, but when you take shots at my family, I get sensitive to that kind of thing. So that's going to be tough to take.
No, that's the hardest part. You just got to put that on the back burner and, you know, start a bit, do something, you know, capitalize on it. It's a great opportunity, you know, really. But
I think I'd be doing the same thing you're doing. It's your wig line, but, you know, they're talking about syndicating the show here. So it would be great for that for us. It would be great for Burt's Big Adventure, our charity, too. So there's a give and take in all of this, you know?
No, it's great. You can capitalize on it, you know, and that's what you need to do. And just, write, you know, your marriage is stable. I mean, I think the hardest part is the relationships with, and your kids are younger. My daughter's in, you know, middle school.
Right, that's harder.
It's difficult. In middle school, they talk and they say this and they say that. So it's difficult because, you know, my kids are older.
Yeah, they haven't even asked me to be part of the show yet, so we may be getting our head of ourselves. How long did you, like, from the very first time that you contacted them or they contacted you to you accepting and the show actually happening, how long was that?
I filmed the pilot in July, and then they called me in November, and I started filming in February.
See, that's a long process. Yeah. I don't think people realize that about reality TV shows. You just assume, okay, they accept you, let's start shooting tomorrow. It's way longer than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially for a show like what you would be on and the one like Kim is on, because the casting, like we talked about yesterday or day before when Princess was in here, the casting is the show. I mean, if it is a competition show, like if Wendy was cast for the next round of The Bachelor, that's already in place. They just insert contestant here. They've already got their formula. Right. They've got their stuff. All of that is all planned ahead of time, and it's just insert the characters. But they know what the competition's going to be week to week. They know what the scripts are going to be, and they tailor it by the time everybody gets there. But you guys are the show.
Right.
Like, there's no formula already for what.
There's no storyline. You know,
there's no story.
You live your life. Reality television.
Exactly.
You know, you live your life. The producers were here the other day, just like, what, you know, what, where are you at in your life? What's going on? You know, just so they can kind of figure out what they're going to what they're going to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Where it's going to go.
Where it's going to go. And because we're all so insane on the show, their drama just comes on its own. You know, people think that they instigate it or it's staged. None of it's staged. I mean, it may be out of sequence, but it all happens.
Yeah, and with the guys that I met last night that they're considering, maybe because I don't know some of them all that well, I'm comparing this show to what you do for whatever reason, and I think it's going to be very different because I don't think that the driving force can be drama based on what I saw last night. I don't know.
It's going
to
be.
It has
but men
to be.
Are competitive, the two, though. You guys are competitive. I think that I don't see the drama. You know how women are. We're all so drama-driven. But
that's what we're thinking is the wives of the guys that they're casting we think are going to bring the drama to the table.
Oh, yeah.
And then the guys are going to get competitive about their wives, and that's what's going to cause the drama.
Exactly right.
That could be. That's
where the drama is going to come from. They know what they're doing, so they know exactly what they're doing. I mean, Princess cast us. She knew exactly what she was doing. I mean, I wasn't even going to be on the show. It was going to be an all-African-American cast. I wasn't on the show. I just did the pilot and kept moving. But Princess said she knew the day that she met me that I would end up on the show.
The very first day that y'all hung out together as a group, and I'm just trying to compare this to my experience last night, did you feel like everybody's going to get along great here? These are really, really great women, because I felt that about every guy that was there last night.
Honestly, we met at the clubhouse, which is no longer there, and Nene and Sheree were screaming at each other in the middle of the restaurant. I had to stand up. It was horrible. And the producers, weren't even filming. We were just meeting with the producers, and Sheree and Nene were screaming. The producers had to separate them. I was like, what am I doing? What am I doing? So, no, it was day one drama. So maybe you have a little bit, your path will be a little different.
Yeah, I mean, there really seemed to be like this kind of cool chemistry last night, because all of the guys seemed really, really cool to me. But again,
we had another girl that was originally on our show, and the very first day of filming, she acted crazy, crying, and they said, bye bye, you're done. And then they didn't use her.
Too much drama.
Yeah, she was just emotional wreck. I don't know if she took her meds that day or what, but she was a mess. So she was gone, and they cast somebody else.
Huh, okay.
So stuff changes as you go, too. Like, if they get you guys together and they're like, you know, this really isn't working, then they have the ability to pull you.
Sure.
Like, your position is never, like, if they didn't ask me back this year, then they don't ask you back. Whether I have a contract or not, you know, they don't have to ask me back.
Right, sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, cool.
All right.
Thanks for the insight. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So you guys need to come out to the Gold Room. You're going on vacation.
Yeah, three of us are heading out. Well, four of us are heading out. Wendy, you going to?
Not until next week.
So you could be there.
So I can go out and party.
So Wendy will be there with you.
You should come, yeah. Come hang out tomorrow night at 10.
I will not be tardy for that party. I will be there for sure.
Well, good luck, Kim. I hope you feel better, hon.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, Kim. Thanks for the insight, too, and good luck Friday night.
Yeah, hey, you got to call us first when you renew that contract, okay?
Yes.
Oh, I always do. You guys are my favorite. I just tweeted about y'all.
Oh, perfect.
Awesome. Yay. Promise you'll call us once it's signed?
Oh, I promise you. It'll be next week, probably.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
I'll keep you posted.
All right.
Talk to you then.
Bye,
thanks,
guys.
Kim. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
The ghost hunters come in on the last Friday of every single month. They bring a report because, you know, we started talking to these guys, to Andy and everybody around Halloween, and it's such a cool segment. We'd have them in every day for the week of Halloween and playing audio and talking about their experiences doing ghost hunts. But the reality is they don't just ghost hunt in October.
Right.
They do it year-round. It's a year 12-month hobby for them. So they have started coming in on the last Friday of every month and bringing audio of the best investigation they've done recently, and this one is in Marietta.
It is. This particular property is it's a law office in Marietta, and you know, it's a real unique experience when you find a property that you can continue to go back to time after time. It's a business, so they the lawyers obviously aren't there at night, so they kind of give us the ability to go in and do experimental investigations, use new equipment, new theories, things like that. For those of you, if it's your first time listening, pretty much what we do, again, I'm with the Atlanta Ghost Hunters, and we go in and conduct investigations in properties that have claims of paranormal activity. And the majority of the true evidence that we have is what's known as an electronic voice phenomenon. And these voices, most of the time you don't hear them at the time. So everything that we're that we'll play for you today are things that we heard after we conducted the investigation. We went back and actually heard these voices that we didn't hear at the time. It really is just wild. Now, the ones that I'm going to play for you tonight, we actually use this building. I'm not here to make anybody a believer. It doesn't matter to me if people believe what I play is real.
And it is worth noting, too, that Ghost Hunters doesn't charge you to commit and do an investigation. So people always like to make the allegation that, well, of course they found something because...
If they
didn't find something, people would want their money back.
Sure. Right.
This is a hobby to them. Mm-hmm. So the expense for the equipment is all theirs. The time is their own investment. Mm-hmm. And the service is free to anybody who wants it. Mm-hmm. Meaning if they don't find anything, they got no problem saying we didn't find anything.
Right. Sure. And honestly, that very rarely happens that we don't find anything. I really think these things are everywhere. I think they're among us.
That's comforting.
At work, at home, at the grocery stores. I think they're everywhere, just based on the number of these things that we've captured all over Metro Atlanta. And while we are, basically everything we do has always been self-funded, one thing that I do open it up to is for the public to go on a ghost hunt with us. They can conduct the investigation with us, and then we actually listen to the audio that night straight out of the recorder. So they know I didn't have time to jack with it. And that's actually where these came from, is one of those guest investigations. And, you know, most people have some sort of belief in this, but they want to experience it for themselves. Mm-hmm. And this is a great opportunity. It allows us to fund the team, get new equipment, allow us to travel. Mm-hmm. So it's a great way for people to believe and also to help us fund the team, which is nice.
And sometimes when we play this audio back, you can hear it better in your cars than we can hear it in our headphones in the studio. So if you want to call up and give your opinion on what you've heard, call up 741-Q100.
404-741-Q100.
Wendy's working so
hard. And you're doing a great job.
Yes,
you're doing a great
awesome.
Job. Now we're going to test you.
The EVPs are going to make more sense than you are. That's cool.
All right, so this is, again, the Marietta Law Office. And like I was saying, is when we go back to a property time after time after time, we can truly start to see progress in that particular property and in the investigations themselves, where they realize why we're there. They know we hear them because we go back and repeat the things they just said. So it started off this particular house, and there's still some few light whispers. Majority of the EVPs were very faint. You could hear them off in the distance, but they weren't right up on the recorder. But now we've been going there for the past 6 weeks or so. There's been a steady progression in this house, and they're getting closer to the recorders. Mm-hmm. Physical things are starting to happen. Things are starting to shake. Footsteps, hearing voices now. So I think that the more we conduct investigations, the better the progress is. So cool EVPs. This first one was actually just caught last Friday. We were just getting started, about to go lights out, everybody begin the investigation, so we hadn't even really started recording. Mm-hmm. And again, we have recorders just kind of laying all over the place because you never know when and where you're going to catch one. So I'm just about to go lights out, and a voice just comes across right up on the recorder that says, "Now what?"
Oh, yep, that's a clear one.
And that was a very, very good one. I hate that it's clipped so short, but it's basically just me turning the lights out, and then it just says, "Now what?" Yeah, you can definitely hear that one. The last one's the creepiest, though. That one was one of my favorites.
It
was
what do you mean by lights out? Like, you just, physically turn the lights out and y'all are still there?
Yeah. Okay. What we do is, we turn all the lights off in the house. First of all, it makes it a little bit creepier. And, everybody, at least I like to be creeped out. So that's one aspect of it. But also, when you take away your sense of vision, your hearing is increased at that point. You can hear everything. I don't know if you guys, when you were on your ghost hunt, if you heard stomachs growl. Every small little sound that your body makes, you hear when you're on a ghost hunt.
Jen farted once. I heard that.
Bert crying.
Yeah.
That was when he was in the fetal position at the haunted hotel a couple years ago. So, all right. So the next one, what's interesting is I think in some of these, there's a woman talking, but we have a man, a woman, and a child that we've all heard their voices out of this house. But this one, a little bit off in the background, but it just says, "Do it." And this is right after we had just asked it to make a noise somewhere in the house. I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah, I heard it. It's right at the end.
Yeah. Okay.
Really faint.
All right.
Play it again.
What does it say?
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, very so faint. That one's pretty faint. This next one I thought was just kind of weird. It says, "I want more water." Now, none of us were drinking any water. I don't want people like drinking in the middle of investigations because just taking the lid off makes all kinds of weird noises. But we clearly caught a voice that says, "I want more water." So I guess they drink when they're dead. Again, it's awfully faint, but it's in the background and it says, "I want more water."
Well, it's like Wendy said, you probably hear that clearer in your car than we do in our headphones.
This might be one where the phones light up and people say, he didn't say, "I want more water." He said, "These girls got cookie stink," or something totally different.
Got cookie what?
Stinks.
There's definitely something there. There's definitely something there. The best we can make out of it was, "I want more water."
Okay.
This next one's pretty clear, and it just says, "Flying solo." Sounds like a woman's voice. It just says, "Flying solo." And again, we don't hear these things at the time. None of these did we actually hear while we were there. It's just a weird kind of electronic voice off in the background. And I can pick these things out. I mean, most people would listen to the audio and probably never catch these things because they're so far off in the background. I just, you know, when you go back, if anybody, you know, does the cemetery or anything like that, you've really got to listen to the fuzz in the background. If you hear most of these that we actually hear, the first one was definitely very clear, but most of these are off in the background.
Because the theory is that the spirits can alter the electronic part of it. So it's not like they're actually speaking, but they're manipulating the
white
electronic
noise.
Waves.
Yeah, it's the white noise that's off in the background. And interesting thing about white noise is it's basically every bit of when you turn your TV on, all the fuzz and all the white noise on radios is actually leftover from the Big Bang. So, I mean, it's just static energy in the air. So it's interesting that it's all in that background. We actually have really high quality recorders. I mean, I've seen the one you have. It's one of those deals. You almost have to back it down to a lower setting so it records with more white noise in the background.
And when you do an investigation, how many times how long do you go over the audio to capture all these or to actually, you know?
Oh, it takes forever. It takes forever. On the guest investigations, what we do so that way they can kind of leave that night, because I've got just a really good ear for picking these out, is we actually listen to all the audio before they leave. So that way I've kind of helped them catch these EVPs. Mm-hmm. But I do it over speakers. It's much better when you put on a set of headphones. I mean, it just changes everything at that point. Obviously, listening to it over the car, I just can't play an entire investigation over the air. I'd love to. I'm sure we catch more stuff.
It'd be better than some shows we've done.
Yeah, exactly.
The spirits can do it.
Now, I hope this next one's on there because I think he said there was only 5 clips, but there should be 6. Okay, good.
There's 6.
Wonderful. This next one, again, off in the background, but it says, "Are you?"
It's like a whisper.
Yeah. There's actually something at the end of it now that I hear it.
Yeah, I can hear something at the very end. Yeah, are you something, but...
One more time. I don't know. I'll have to go back and listen to that one.
And just like,
I just heard something new. all right, this next one, super creepy. I love it. 2 weeks ago, I guess maybe it was 3 weeks ago, like I said, physical activity started happening in the house. Because it's a law office, she had a scales of justice sitting on their conference table, and there's a candle on each end. And we had been there at least 5 or 6 times before then, and everything on the table stayed perfectly still. Well, on this particular investigation, when we caught this next EVP, the candles would sit there and vibrate, and we sat there for like an hour and a half having a yes and no conversation with this thing.
The flame on the candles or the actual candle?
Candles themselves? Yeah, they weren't lit, but they would just sit there and shake, and it was the weirdest experience. Also, all of us experienced it in the room. Like, literally, the floor wouldn't just shake. It would have, like, a wave in it. It was the craziest experience because it would, like, roll from one end of the room to the other. But everybody felt, and everybody explained it, as a wave. It was just weird. I've never had anything like that happen before or since at that property, or ever before, honestly, where the floor waves. But it was creepy. But at the time when this whole thing is shaking... We caught a child's voice, and children always freak me out.
Yeah,
you know?
Children and these EVPs and singing just are a little creepy.
Well, this one's definitely creepy, and it's as the candles are shaking, and it's a child that clearly says, "This is no whisper, you scared them."
Oh my God.
Tell me that's not creepy. Whoa. When I heard that, it was just, I mean, the whole room just kind of like.
Oh, God.
Just got a total creep in it. So this house. And we don't bring kids on
the
investigations.
No children on the
investigation. Not at all.
Wow.
No.
That's freaky.
Is that not freaky? So I love my job. God, I love my job. I mean, how where in the world can you get something like that?
And it's still dark outside, so people are freaking out.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. That's the best time for you to come in, too.
And just so you know,
looking in their back seat.
Tracy and Bert intentionally schedule ghost hunters before the sun comes up.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's shit. Play that one more time. How freaked are you if you're home alone?
Are you in your car? Like you said, you're looking in your back seat, rear view mirror right now.
Play the one where Andy heard something after "Are you?" and then something. Do you have that one?
Hey, are you ready, maybe?
Hey, that's what Colleen thinks.
Is it? Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Colleen?
Yeah?
Hey, where are you listening to these? Are you in your car? Or are you?
I'm actually in my bedroom, but I have like a really good stereo system.
Okay, and what's it sound like to you?
Are you ready?
Are you home alone?
Yeah,
that's kind of freaky.
So I'm kind of like freaked out, and I like totally believe in ghosts because I've had like experiences.
I think there's I think there's a little kid in your closet.
Oh my God.
The Bert Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.